The city will revisit the issue in March. Commissioners hope to gather more public input in the meantime through two town hall meetings. Commissioner Jeremy Matlow pushed for the delay. He says Tallahassee needs to reevaluate how it involves local voices in its plans.
We do need to do better in communicating. I don't think I don't think the intention is necessarily what's been stated by people tonight. I think the motives are very sincere of bringing the community together, but it's just a bit ironic that the community we're trying to reach isn't being brought into this planning process. And back to what Mayor Gillum said, let's bring them in from the very beginning, because if we really want people to work together, it has to happen organically. We can't force it and we can't push it.
But Commissioner Curtis Richardson says Tallahassee leaders have had many and lengthy discussions with Southside neighborhood residents about plans to build a police headquarters in the area. And he says it's clear to him it's needed.
This isn't a class project for me. I've got skin in the game. I've made that commitment. And I know that this is something that we've discussed for years, and it's needed on the south side of town. Statistics show us, and I've been the victim myself. My house has been broken into twice. My cars have been burglarized. My wife and mine, twice, sitting in our driveway.
But Tallahassee NAACP President Adner Marcellin says members of the community are concerned about increasing the police presence on the city's south side amid high-profile conflicts between police and African Americans.
We have, as a nation, a big issue on community relations between our community and the police department. And so I think one of the reasons that we're getting so much resistance is because some of the interaction is not nice. Some of the interaction is not positive. And then you have other officers who go above and beyond, and they're outstanding officers. And so until we can get an address on that mix, it's very, very difficult.
Meanwhile, County Commissioner Bill Proctor has another idea. He wants a joint government building that would house school district and county offices, along with some sheriff deputies and police officers. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.